Our series of candidate forums resumes in this half hour with a look at the race for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. I'm Joy Curdine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, October 27th. The incumbent in the 5th Congressional District is Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner from Menominee Falls. He'll join us in about 10 minutes or so. First, we will talk with his Democratic challenger. Chris Rockwood is an engineer from Wauwatosa and the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you very much for having me on.
So we don't have a lot of time, but take the first minute or so to tell us about yourself and why you would be a good U.S. representative.
Well, I've been an engineer for nearly 29 years, and I'm not a career politician. I only got into politics starting in early 2011 after Governor Walker was elected, and I was very unhappy with the direction in which he was taking our state. I'm a lifelong progressive Democrat and been watching the changes that have taken place in our country since Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980. And I don't think we can allow my incumbent representative in Congress to go unchallenged. This is an uphill battle, as everyone knows, but we need an alternative to reelecting Jim Sensenbrenner for the 18th time. I don't believe he's representing the people of the 5th Congressional District. I think he's there to defend the status quo and represent the interests of billionaires and big corporations. And we need to take our country back in the direction of a balance between the working people and corporations, where a rising tide truly lifts all boats, which was the case when I was growing up.
So what's the biggest problem facing America today, and how do you propose we fix it?
I think the biggest problem facing our country today is rising inequality. I grew up in a family where my father had climbed out of poverty by working his way through school, and he became a university professor and was in a faculty union, and we had a solid middle-class existence, and my parents today enjoy a secure retirement. On my mother's side of the family, my grandfather grew up very poor, worked his way out of poverty by moving to Detroit, getting a job with Ford Motor Company, and he worked there for 40 years and was a union steward, and my mother was the first person in her family to go to college thanks to a scholarship from Ford. So back then, corporations were actively helping people rise out of poverty, and today I think they and their political allies are fighting against it. And we need to raise the minimum wage. We need to expand the rights. We need to expand union rights again in this country. You know, here in Wisconsin, it's been ground zero for the effort to bust public sector unions, which was led by Governor Walker. And I think if he's reelected, we're going to end up being a right-to-work state here in Wisconsin. And this is absolutely the wrong direction to be taking our country. We need to share the prosperity from economic growth, and that's not happening in today's society.
Linda on Facebook asks, will you vote for bills dealing with climate change? Will you support efforts to expand the use of fossil fuels as, non-fossil fuels as energy sources?
Absolutely. So we've talked about the economy so far because that's the issue that I lead with, but climate change, I think, is the greatest threat to not just our economy, but to our national security and to human civilization. And this problem is being ignored. We must acknowledge the magnitude of the problem of climate change. And my opponent, until very recently, was a steadfast climate change denier. And recently he's acknowledged that climate change is happening, but he'll say that, you know, we can't afford to do anything about it because that would hurt the economy. I think we must find a way to do things about it, and that if we do this right, it can help the economy. We need a massive national project, you know, something on the scale of a mission like the Apollo program in the 1960s, to transition our economy from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources. And climate change is one of the major issues in my campaign. So I'm glad you brought that up.
The Citizenship and Immigration Service has issued a procurement request for as many as 34 million work permits and green cards. Republicans are speculating that this means President Obama is getting ready to grant legal status to millions of immigrants in this country illegally now. The White House called that accusation crazy and too clever. How do we approach the immigration issue?
Immigration reform is one of the thorniest issues facing the country politically, as many of us know, and we need to find a bipartisan compromise of some sort on immigration reform. There are even Republicans out there who are willing to do it, and so far they're having a tough time getting traction in their own party. So I don't speak Spanish, but one of the lines I like to use in my campaign is, somos una nación de inmigrantes. We are a nation of immigrants. And Republicans, most Republicans, including my opponent, have been blocking immigration reform for years and scaring people by using the term amnesty. There's a bill out there right now called the Comprehensive Immigration Reform for America's Security and Prosperity Act. And I think that's a good starting point for discussion. So we do need immigration reform, and I'm a major proponent of it. And yes, that does involve giving a lot of people who have been here in this country legal status, a path to citizenship.
Congressman Sensenbrenner wrote an intelligence overhaul bill that strips the NSA of certain surveillance powers. It passed the House, remains stuck in the Senate. What's your position on NSA spying?
I'm very much opposed to the erosion of civil liberties that's taken place under both the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. So this bill that Congressman Sensenbrenner has introduced, the USA Freedom Act, I think this is actually a good bill, a scenario where he and I have something in common. But we have to go back to the Bush 8 years and ask whether Congressman Sensenbrenner's current tack is a result of his true concern for the civil liberties of Americans, or if it's just because of opposition to President Obama and his policies, because he is the representative who introduced the Patriot Act on the floor of the House of Representatives. I was opposed to it then, I'm opposed to it now, and I was very proud of our Senator, Russ Feingold, who was the only vote in the Senate against the Patriot Act. So I'm very much a proponent of civil liberties, regardless of the party of the current president.
So would you do anything to change the Affordable Care Act, or do you think it needs to be replaced with something else?
I think the Affordable Care Act has been a huge step forward for our country, and the statistics we're seeing out there, especially very recent ones, are demonstrating that it's been successful. For instance, we've seen a dramatic decline in the amount of uncompensated care provided by hospitals. So it has expanded access. Now, the Affordable Care Act hasn't done enough to control costs, and that's because it was set up to maintain most of the current system of private insurance. And one of the things that I would do to fix the Affordable Care Act is to co-sponsor a bill called the Medicare Prescription Drug Price Negotiation Act. That would allow the government to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies under Medicare. But I think we need to go farther than the Affordable Care Act and join many of the world's other developed nations in treating healthcare as a human right and moving toward a system where all Americans have health care under Medicare. I favor expanding Medicare to cover all Americans. And my opponent will tell you that Obamacare, which I don't prefer to call the Affordable Care Act, can't be fixed and needs to be repealed. I think that's a ridiculous position. It is working, and what we need to do is expand it, not repeal it.
So what would you do to work around all the gridlock in Congress?
that's again one of the thorniest issues facing our country. My perspective right now is that I would like to be elected to Congress and use my seat as a platform to talk about the issues that I think are important and to actually focus on representing the residents of the 5th Congressional District here in Wisconsin. The partisan gridlock is a huge problem, and it's going to take people from both sides to solve it. And one of the biggest problems, I think, is that a large majority of our representatives in both parties are dependent on large amounts of money from special interests, from industries and interests on both sides of the aisle. And one of the things we need to do is get big money out of politics and make representatives once again more accountable to the people.
We have to wrap up our time with you in 30 seconds. Why should people vote for you next week?
People should vote for me because we currently have an entrenched representative in Congress who's been there since 1979. I've talked to a lot of people who not only has he been representing them ever since they could vote, he's been representing them since their area since before they were born. And I think we need new representation for this district because, as I mentioned before, I think my opponent is focused on maintaining the status quo, keeping the country mired in some of the problems we've been facing, and there are a couple of areas on which we agree this year, but he's also been part of the Republican chorus in terms of, you know, voting dozens of times to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and I think the residents of this district deserve a new representative who wants to focus on the challenges we're going to face in the future instead of trying to drag us back to the past.
Thank you very much for being with us. Chris Rockwood, an engineer from Wauwatosa, the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. We'll talk with the incumbent after this short break. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We just heard from the Democratic candidate, Chris Rockwood, who is running for Congress in the 5th Congressional District. Now we hear from the incumbent, and we welcome your questions for Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner of Menominee Falls. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Congressman Sensenbrenner, good morning.
Good morning to you. Not a good morning after what happened to the Packers.
That was sad, very sad, yes. Besides the Packers, what's the most pressing issue facing America today, and how are you going to help fix it?
Deficits and debt. We're borrowing money head over heels. The national debt has almost doubled under the Obama administration so far, almost $18 trillion. We need to get our budget in balance, otherwise we are sentencing our children and grandchildren to a significantly lower standard of living than we and our parents have enjoyed. So I propose some real strong change. I have voted for budgets that make those kinds of changes. But unfortunately, the tax, spend, and borrow folks on the other side of the aisle seem to think that we ought to look toward the next election rather than the next generation.
Yeah. Congressman Sensenbrenner, I see President Obama, the White House, and his supporters pointing to the deficit, though, really taking a tumble, that it's going down under the Obama administration.
Well, you compare the deficit that the president has proposed in his budget, which incidentally was rejected unanimously in the Congress, compared to what the deficit was the last full year before President Bush left office, and it still is significantly higher. Now, granted, the deficit ballooned to $1.5 trillion the first couple of years of the Obama administration, but it still is not lower than the approximately $400 billion the last half year of the Bush administration and $170 billion the last full year of the Bush administration. So the thing is that the president and his supporters are saying, hey, look, folks, what we've done, but we're still borrowing more money than the previous president borrowed in the last few years of his term.
Yeah. A story at foreignpolicy.com quoted a source close to you as saying that given the terror attacks in Canada last week, you're planning on renewing your push for passing your USA Freedom Act, which would overhaul the way we gather intelligence. Is that, in fact, your position?
Well, I've been urging the Senate since last May to pass the USA Freedom Act. I have specifically endorsed the changes to the House-passed bill that Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont has proposed, and I think it is important that this Congress change the way the NSA does business. What my bill does with the Leahy amendments is to specifically prohibit the NSA from collecting bulk records of Americans, whether it's phone records, email records, Facebook posts, and things like that. I have no problem with getting a warrant for people who are suspected of terrorism, but I don't think that getting all of the records simply because there might be a terrorist evidence in some of those records is the way to go. That is an assault on civil liberties. And this is an example where I've been able to work on a bipartisan basis. My Freedom Act passed the House by a 3-1 margin with majorities of Democrats and Republicans in favor of it. I've worked very closely with Senator Leahy, who is the senior Democrat in the Senate, because this is an American issue. It is an issue that protects the civil liberties, which has made our country much different than any other country in the world. And it's something that I cherish. And even when the Patriot Act was originally proposed, I was able to successfully persuade President Bush, maybe beat President Bush, into having a sunset so that the Judiciary Committee, which I chaired, could do constant oversight over it, and it worked.
I'm going to present a listener question from Facebook. Linda, who posted this on both candidate forums. Will you vote for bills dealing with climate change? Will you support efforts to expand the use of non-fossil fuel energy sources?
Well, I certainly have done so in the past. You know, my problem with the answer on climate change is that beginning with Al Gore's Kyoto Treaty, it singled out the United States in a way that would have significantly increased energy costs in the U.S., but our principal foreign competitors like China and India would be allowed to do business as usual. And that was outsourcing American jobs to third world countries that pay their workers less wages, don't give them any benefits. And this would have hit Wisconsin pretty hard because we still are one of the leading manufacturing states per capita in the country. So the answer is I think we've got to balance out economics with our concern for the environment. I have never been a climate change denier. I think that there is a human aspect to climate change, but there has never been a scientific consensus about what percentage of human activity causes climate change. You know, it's not zero, it's not 100, but there's no scientific consensus about what figure it is in between those two.
Your opponent says that income or wealth inequality, one of the most important issues facing the country, and that he, among other things, would raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Would you?
Well, every econometric study shows that that's a job killer. And where it kills jobs is at the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, where businesses cannot afford to pay a higher minimum wage, and if the minimum wage goes up, people get laid off. Our biggest problem facing this country is jobs, and I think good jobs are something that we have to strive for. But everybody starts at the bottom and works their way up as they attain skills, as they're working in the private sector or whatever job they have got. So until I'm convinced that people aren't going to lose their job if we raise the minimum wage, no, I'm not going to support it because I don't want to be a party to anything that raises the unemployment rate.
Mark in Milwaukee has a question. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning, Joyce.
It's Joy, but be very brief,
Joyce,
Mark.
Sure. Just an observation from listening. I agree with you that the jobs are a critical problem in our country. But do you not think that it may be a function of education, our failed education system, where kids can't get the education they need? I think in any, if you look at any industrialized society, when the population,
what's your question, becomes, Mark?
What is his plans for education to fix our education problem in the U.S.?
Well, the federal role in education, elementary and secondary education, has always been limited, and we're under local control. I happen to be a strong supporter of school choice and the voucher program, which I think is working very successfully in Milwaukee, on the north side with St. Marcus and Mesmer, and on the south side with St. Anthony's. We have a real problem in matching the skills of people who get out of school with the jobs that are available. And as a result of the fact that we have a high dropout rate in the city of Milwaukee, educating more kids when they get out of school is going to be a way of matching the graduates with the skills of the jobs that are available, as well as allowing people to get their way out of poverty. Government programs have failed to do that. Education and skill sets will.
Yeah, less than a minute to go. Why should voters reelect you?
Well, I'm a people-oriented congressman, and I have sought practical solutions. When I was the chair of the Judiciary Committee, there were 115 bills that went through the committee that passed both houses and became law. So I guess I'm the anti-gridlock congressman, not because I'm sacrificing my own principles, and I'm proudly conservative, but I think we can apply conservative principles in a way that people across the aisle can join hands and advance America. I hope that, I can continue to do those kinds of bipartisan anti-gridlock solutions, and I ask for the vote of the people of the 5th Congressional District next week.
Thank you very much. Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican U.S. Representative from Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.